Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Without talking about any one team, there are always a number of teams that, there's rumors about, or more than rumors, and it's just part of baseball. You know, I'm sure some of them are based in fact and some are based in fiction, and it's just important that MLB, anytime this type of stuff comes up, MLB has to investigate it and take it really seriously, and we understand that they are.
Not that he's talking about any one team or anything.
Who would be doing that?
Come on now. That's Theo Epstein commenting on the news that is coming out that apparently wasn't really news to the Washington Nationals in the World Series. They had all sorts of fail-safes and protections in place to guard against the subterfuge. Here to talk about that and more is our colleague Cody Decker, who is on Twitter at Decker6, the numeral. Cody is the host of a new show called Swings and Misses on 12 to 3 Central every weekday. You can listen on radio.com or the radio.com app. Just search Swing. And he joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. How's it going, Cody?
Gentlemen, how you guys doing?
Wonderful. Good to talk with you again. Caught some of the comments and the Twitter rant about what had been going on with the Astros and stealing signs and whatnot. And when we heard the story come out from Ken Rosenthal a couple of days ago, I think what's interesting to a lot of people who cover baseball is that there had been whispers and rumors about this and this particular team for a bit now. And I would imagine, as somebody who's been in the game and around in many places as you have, you had also heard the rumors. And I wonder if there's anything that would have, I don't know, like what spilled this over to you? Is there anything?
You know, what it was a player, Mike Fiers, coming out and actually saying something about it very specifically. But the thing is, what I'm angry about Ken Rosenthal's piece is that it's not even a half measure. It's barely cracking open the door. What is actually taking place is not it's a lot deeper than people are even thinking. It almost comes off as conspiracy theory on how deep this actually is. Because, of course, everyone's pointing at the Astros. Yes, the Astros are probably at the forefront of this. They're just the arrogant organization, probably didn't think they'd get caught. But when it comes down to it, this is a bigger, widespread issue all throughout baseball. There are several teams doing this, and it's not just stealing signs. They're not using video. Teams are not using video and, like, somebody, like, getting the signs and trying to figure out the sign system. They literally have computer programs that figure out the sign system immediately.
How?
The Astros have already pretty famously have employed plenty of people who create machine learning algorithms, and basically they basically have an app connected to the computer that's connected to the camera that basically gets your sign sequence, and then it correctly predicts your sign sequences for the rest of the game. They have your signs. They know what every pitch is coming by the fourth hitter of the game at the latest.
Well, then why don't we just take the next step, and why wouldn't baseball try to outflank it all and say, look, we're going to do it like the NFL does, and there is going to be standardized technology, and it can be a wearable, or it can be something where baseball just says, you have to use this, every team has to use the same tech, and you can just transmit through a speaker or however you're going to do it.
Because baseball is old and stuck in its ways, and anytime it moves forward, it has to be dragged through it. You got to think about also who's in the head of Major League Baseball operations. You got people like Joe Torre. Yes, an incredible baseball mind, but not exactly going to be a guy that is going to be employed by NASA compared to the entire front office of the Astros. Let's be real clear. If you think they can't hack the game doing this and they can't hack audio frequencies, they'll get to that point too. Everything in baseball is always reactive in nature. They never are proactive. They need somebody who's really. They need somebody in the front in the Major League Baseball operations to really not only see what's happening now, but to see what's happening next.
What if, just for sake of argument, what if we tilted the other way and just said this was open game? Anything you want to do in any way you want to play it. It's because part of the reason we had this conversation about 15 years ago in the steroid era was that we weren't sure, and maybe it's this, and I don't know, some of this is illegal, but this isn't. What if it was just all open game, free market?
I mean, I think that's just as good of an argument to do that as there is to, try and take it all away. You know, everyone looks back at the steroid era and says, oh, Barry Bonds was a pariah and a cheater, even though there were no rules in place, saying anyone can biologically cheat the game. Just like right now, they're technologically cheating the game. What's happening right now is cheating, plain and simple, but there are no specific rules in place for using AI, artificial intelligence, algorithm learning computers. It doesn't exist. Major League Baseball doesn't realize, but the thing is, this was 3 years ago. This is a story now, and we're talking about what the Astros were doing 2.5 years ago. They're past that now.
Would any sort of, if Major League Baseball's investigation finds the Astros did indeed do this, which, let's be honest, will sanctions help? Will taking away wins, will fining teams draft picks and going full Atlanta Braves on them do anything to stop teams from doing this if there aren't rules in place?
No, I don't think so. I think picking, everyone knows, everyone's really pointing at the Astros when they're not the only team. That's the thing. If you go after the Astros on this, you've got about six other organizations you're going to have to go after the exact same way.
Well, that was the conversation when Coppola got busted and banned from baseball for life, is that the Braves are one of a number of teams doing this with international free agents and trying to sign them before they're 16 or having deals in place or what have you. It's just that they did it loudest and got caught first.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to make an example of someone, but it's not going to be until they peel back enough layers for the people. The thing is, fans don't. I listened to a pretty good baseball reporter yesterday saying, "Oh, this is just on the list of don't care because everyone's trying to steal signs." Yes, we were trying to steal signs in that I'm trying to pick up the catcher's movements. I'm trying to pick up the pitcher's tells. There's gamesmanship in that. But when you're at the point where you're literally using an Edgetronic high-speed camera in center field and it's connected to an app that is literally created by NASA, that is predictively using millions and millions of code to get their signs the moment it's put down, there's no gamesmanship in that. You're literally taking any ounce of humanity out of baseball, which is the direction baseball's been going to anyways, pretty much. Yeah. It's just, where's the line? Where's the line of morality? Where's the line where everyone wants to keep the game pure, even though baseball is probably the least pure game in all of sports?
I wonder from a developmental perspective, too, because of the number of layers of minor leagues that you have, that when you have a certain player that all of a sudden gets to the majors and says, now I get to know what's coming. You know, the difference between having those advantages in the majors, I wonder how many teams are actually standardizing this kind of stuff in their systems at multiple levels. Say, yeah, sure, he can't hit a curveball, but when he knows it's coming, he can hit the crap out of the curveball, and now that's the guy we're scouting, that's the guy we're developing for the major leagues, and how that affects everything from your own internal business perspective.
I mean, you'd be surprised at the level of how players are being scouted and how rosters are being constructed. People don't realize how many layers there are to it. Forget numbers. People think that the numbers are what tells the story. It's not. Not even the advanced numbers are telling the story anymore, like the advanced metrics of the ball off the bat and the quality of contact. Things are even going the biometric route. You know, there's a thing called that a lot of teams are using called K-Vest. It's a thing that you wear that they biometrically try and determine using very complex algorithms whether or not what kind of athlete you're going to be 3 years down the line, and they use that in decision making process. Like this is where baseball's going. So just and when you think about the idea of knowing what pitch is coming, it's not even the pitches. Just the option of knowing that a fastball or off speed is coming is incredibly helpful.
Would I wonder what would happen if Major League Baseball's investigation into this issue with the Astros, if we're still doing this, if this investigation is kind of held over our heads as we start the season, how would you recommend teams, pitchers and catchers specifically, try to combat what has now become something that's so technological and so advanced?
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know. Unless something's specifically done by Major League Baseball. The thing is, every team has a guy in center field, basically with a camera, and they're basically they're cheating. You're not allowed to use a lens in between the foul poles, focused in on the opposing catcher. But basically what they've done is they've petitioned the commissioner's office saying, well, no, we're using this Edgetronic camera to look at our pitcher so we can get his slow motion movement so we can best dissect his mechanics. And to change that camera from the pitcher to the catcher is literally moving it less than a millimeter. So how are they ever going to know? So it's going to take Major League Baseball not allowing anyone back there or having any access to a back camera. Let everybody do it. It just comes down to it. If we're using technology for this, then we need to use technology to combat it.
You might as well just have the catcher stand up and say, fastball. You know, see, just go the other way. Just tell them what's coming and say, I don't think you can hit it anyway because everybody's going to be throwing 120 miles an hour in 10 years. Because now that they figure out with the vests,
that,
right?
But you say that, but then you look at that world, you look at that ALCS game, and you got Chapman on the mound. And you got, what's his name at the plate, hitting the walk-off home run. Chapman throws 102.
Yeah.
Yet somehow, what's his name? What's the MVP, one of the best players in baseball?
Bregman, right?
No, not Bregman, who hit the walk-off home run.
Was it Altuve?
Put him in the World Series.
Oh, my God.
Altuve.
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 Wrong with me. Altuve hits that home run off a slider. Do you think it's really all that easy? And the way he swung at that pitch was like, oh, yeah, he might have known that was coming. He hammered a slider off of a guy who sits at 100 miles per hour like it was nothing. That's not easy. I only had 10 at-bats in the major leagues. I didn't get a hit. Over 1 month of a season, I got a pinch hit here, a pinch hit there. You have no idea the benefit of knowing what pitch is coming, let alone like exact pitches. If I know a slider is coming, that's incredibly beneficial to me, especially if there is like a zero probability of error of it.
Cody, appreciate you, man. Good chat, even if it is kind of terrifying.
Kind of scary.
Thinking about where baseball's
really
at.
Just going into these wormholes here. It's a little and not knowing which baseball they're using. So there's that layer of it too. But Cody, great stuff.
That's a whole other conversation,
isn't it?
Yeah, guys, the Matrix has us. This is Skynet. World is ending.
Wonderful.
I want the blue pill.
Thanks. Thanks, Cody. That is Cody Decker, the host of Swings and Misses 12 to 3 Central every weekday at radio.com. Search Swing in the radio.com app. You can enjoy that show.
Can I just to put a bow on this, Cody Decker retweeted this a little while ago. You and I talked about this very tweet when it came out. It's from Kyle Boddy of Driveline, right? That guy. The guy who's kind of invented this whole new way to develop pitchers and all this kind of stuff. Just the Cliff Notes version of who he is. And it says this, job posting, machine learning, computer vision analyst, research and development. Uber, Tesla, no, the Houston Astros.
Uh-huh.
Now listen to this. If you can't see where the game is headed, you're missing all the signs.
Ooh.
That's in the tweet. It's nearly a month ago.
Ooh.
2 months ago.
I think about that a little differently now, don't you?
I certainly do.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.